The Jurgens Journal, featuring Walter Winchell. Mr. Winchell, whose famous column appears in the New York Daily Mirror, the Bangor Maine Commercial, and other newspapers with more than 25 million readers, is brought to you by Jurgens, the lotion for soft, smooth, romantic hands.
Jan and I are celebrating our first wedding anniversary, Christmas Eve.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, what are you putting under the tree for John?
Well, I've gotten him some of the usual men's gifts.
Uh-huh.
But I did want to tuck something special in his Christmas stocking.
Like a big bottle of Jurgens lotion?
Jurgens lotion for John?
Well, for any man. You women forget that we men like our hands to look well-groomed, too. And I know plenty of men who prefer Jurgens lotion to anything else before and after shaving. It's never oily or sticky. Yes, if you want to please and flatter the men in your life, give them a big bottle of Jurgens lotion. The dollar-sized bottle of Jurgens lotion is in a special Christmas carton, and it's a surprise package they'll really appreciate. Now to the editorial room of the Jurgens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mr. North and South American. All the ships at sea, let's go to press. New York City. More than 20 inches of snow and drifts even higher are expected to hit New York City before the morning. Traffic has been retarded all over the city because of the strong winds and the 17-inch snow. Boston, Mass. 10 to 12 inches of snow with continued cold is the hot news to southern New England. New York City. John Dewey, Jr., the son of Columbia Professor Dewey, is in New York Hospital, pneumonia. Fort Monmouth, New Jersey. Vera Hiller, the American Airlines beauty, was married to Dr. H. Zoll, the Army's great scientist. His radar inventions drove Hitler to suicide. New York. Commander Russell Burke, USN, will be married New Year's Day to Kay Blake. She is the half-sister of Mrs. Irving Berlin. New York City. The leading ballerina, Luboff Rudenko of Annie Get Your Gun, will be married to Richard Marks, the New York manufacturer, in Greenwich, Connecticut, on New Year's Day. Los Angeles. Rochelle Hudson and Richard Hyland, the former Stanford All-American, were married today in the Brentwood home of Dr. Frank G. Nolan. Detroit, Michigan. Reader's Digest magazine has a dozen investigative reporters trying to get an airtight, non-libelous case against a certain gangster politician. The magazine will allege that he has Michigan in the palm of his hand. New York City. Murray Stamm, the city clerk of New York, performed over 60,000 marriages at City Hall. He will be married to Rose Sarrow this week. New York. The widowed husband of opera star Grace Moore, Valentin Pereira, was married again to a protege of his wife. The bride's name is Alice Vanderbrook, a French actress. Hollywood. The marriage for Gloria Haley, the daughter of Jack Haley, the star of Inside USA, and Tom Drake, the actor, slated for December the 27th, has been suddenly canceled. Behind the international cables, Rio. Washington has been warned to expect revolutions in South America perhaps by next spring. Intelligence agents for Argentina are now collaborating with the communists. Next target, Bolivia. Stockholm. Russian garrisons are being replaced with Mongolian troops. Shanghai. The Reds will accept coalition government with Chiang Kai-shek, and the plan is to take over as the Reds did in Czechoslovakia. Berlin. The Russians' newest weapon is the tank cycle, a miniature tank on a motorbike for street fighting, operated by one man. Indonesia. This will soon be the communists' next big triumph unless Washington does something for the Dutch colonials. With American money and support, the Dutch leaders are reported driving their subjects into the hands of the Kremlin. London. The British War Office is more concerned tonight about new Russian war weapons than they are about A-bombs. The British hear, by rumor, that Nazi scientists in Moscow have perfected a V-2 guided missile, which allegedly can be dropped on your front lawn if they know your address. The Washington Ticker. In the New York Mirror's Thursday night editions, dated Friday, I first revealed that the FBI had traced the mysterious typewriter in the spy case. The Department of Justice intends to press for the indictment of Whitaker Chambers, regardless of his belated cooperation with the government. Insiders in Washington tell me that the microfilm, which caused so many front-page headlines after they were planted in a pumpkin are a lot of so what. The FBI. John Edgar Hoover now knows the extent of communist organization in the United States. It is organized in 600 cities with 1,600 community clubs, 300 shops, 425 industrial, 200 professional, and as many student youth clubs. The White House, a full-fledged lend-lease military aid for Europe, will start by summer. Another reason, ladies and gentlemen, why there will be no depression. Industrial mobilization is already underway. Mr. and Mrs. United States, the geography books are wrong. The oldest and the largest tree in the world is not a California redwood. It is the Christmas tree in your home. The giant redwood, it is true, has stood for centuries against the mountain storms. But your Christmas tree has braved 2,000 years of the rages of men and the tornadoes of war. The redwood is only 300 feet high, but your Christmas tree reaches to the sky itself. That is because its base is so broad that under its branches, every race, color, and creed on earth meet as brothers. The wise men who followed the Christmas star saw far greater heavens than will ever be seen by the astronomer's telescope. Science has been able to measure the outer darkness, but it will never be able to explain the Christmas tree. Because for 2,000 years, the lights on your tree have been lit by a mysterious current which comes from somewhere inside your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please write to the government printing office in Washington, D.C.? The government printing office, Washington, D.C., for a $1 copy of Civil Defense for National Security. Civil Defense for National Security. This is the very highfalutin name for the Hopley Report, which I have been warning you about. Secretary Forrestal's office writes to people that what Winchell said on the radio is not true. The coward. Read it, please, ladies and gentlemen, and see for yourselves. See what they are doing to your liberty. A reporter's report to the people, Washington. These facts come from government experts to assure all of you that there cannot again be a depression such as we had in the 1930s, or see men and women, Americans, selling apples on street corners again. Because both parties, Republicans and Democrats, have pledged the United States Treasury against that. Government leaders assure you that our crops are the largest in history, and so is the national income. So are the employment rolls, more people working than ever. And although Wall Street won't admit this, profits are double what they were at the peak of the war. At that time, the peak of the war, profits were only $10 billion. In 1948, Mr. and Mrs. America, profits will be between $21 and $22 billion. Depression my foot. New York City. The report stated this week that Christmas sales are a way off, which some folks fear means bad times ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, this is groundless. Christmas sales are not as far down as 1948 buying is up. Government experts tell me that 1949 will break all records for all prosperity if the stores all over the nation would be satisfied with some profit instead of stupendous profit. In short, if prices were cut to fit inside your pay envelope, you'd spend it all. Miami Beach. Ladies and gentlemen, next Sunday night at the Roney Plaza Hotel here, another wonderful show will be presented for the Damon Runyon Cancer Fund. Thanks to the proprietor, J. Meyer Shine, the manager, Neil Lang, the Miami Beach Junior Chamber of Commerce, and all the remarkable actors and other people who will serve us. Regardless of the proceeds, the Runyon Committee will allocate $50,000 to the University of Florida. And now, Ben Grauer for Jergens Lotion. I'll be back with some tips of the papers and another great clue to the mystery melody.
Oh, dear. Billy wants to give his teacher a present this Christmas, and Jim wants me to shop for the girls in his office. I hate the thought of battling the Christmas rush.
Well, you really don't have to, you know. You'll save time and money if you go to your nearest cosmetic counter and buy some of those wonderful Jergens gift sets called Loveliness for You.
Jergens gift sets? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, they'd be just the thing, but they're probably way over my budget.
I don't think so. The whole gift set costs only $1.19.
Only $1.19?
That's right. And in the lovely box is a bottle of Jergens Morning Glory Cologne, a box of Jergens face powder, a jar of Jergens face cream containing Vitone, and Jergens hand lotion for soft, smooth, feminine hands. You can buy it at any cosmetic counter, but hurry, Christmas will be here soon. And now back to the editorial room of the Jergens Journal and Walter Winchell.
And now to beat the hand around the clock, International News Service. January 10th is the date for a mass meeting of the communist leaders in Washington, D.C., behind closed doors, of course. The real purpose, however, will be to protest the trial of the 12 leading commie chiefs in the United States. To the New York Mirror. The Tournament of Champions, that's the big opposition to the 20th Century Fight Club in New York, will produce major prize fights for television only. Next month, they will name their new head man, Jack Dempsey, the one and only champ. That is, after Joe Louis, of course. Los Angeles Herald Express. David Rose, the composer of Holiday for Strings, another song hit, will marry Betty Bigelow, December 28th, Las Vegas. Miami Herald Sports page. Last Sunday night's tip that there may be a pro football World Series was confirmed in part by the New York Times and the New York Daily News. To the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Philadelphia Record's principal backer will be A.M. Greenfield, the real estate man, a Democrat. 250 shares will be sold at $10,000 a share. All the newspaper people in Philadelphia, on the Record that is, who went on strike before the Record went out of business, will be invited back to their old jobs. New York Post. The denial this week by Mayor of New York O'Dwyer and Sloan Simpson, a divorcee, is very interesting, that they hardly know each other. The fact is, His Honor and Miss Simpson are closer than Christmas. Probably no marriage, however, because of religious reasons. To the Indianapolis Star, Pearl H. Mallett of Indianapolis, who died recently, left the Damon Runyon Fund $20,000 in her will. The Runyon Committee wishes to return the compliment by sending it right back to the University of Indiana. Here is a $23,200 prize clue for the Stop the Music mystery song. As I told you, ladies and gentlemen, last Sunday night, it is a famous spiritual and a jubilee. It is based on a parable to be found in the book of Matthew. Read Matthew, chapter 25, and you'll find the correct title. I hope you win, and a very Merry Christmas. And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another Jergens Journal until next Sunday night at the very same time. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who can remember all the way back when Time magazine, which knowingly employed ex-communists as senior editors, was famous for its red cover instead of its red face. Good night.
Say, there aren't many days left till Christmas. Have you checked your list? Have you remembered everyone? Well, now, don't get panicky. Here's a gift anyone, man or woman, will love. Jergens Lotion. It's really one of the nicest gifts you could give these special people on your list. Any woman knows today's finer Jergens Lotion protects her hands so much longer, keeps them softer and smoother. And the men enjoy using Jergens Lotion before and after shaving. A great many of them learn to use Jergens while in the service, and they say it makes for a quick, comfortable shave. The dollar-sized bottle of Jergens Lotion is in a special Christmas gift box, all ready to put under the tree. Get some small bottles of Jergens Lotion for stocking stuffers, too. You know, Jergens Lotion costs only 10 cents to $1 plus tax. Next week, another final edition of the Jergens Journal with Walter Winchell. And now be sure to remain tuned for Luella Parsons' 15-minute program featuring as guest Bing Crosby, which follows immediately. This is Ben Grauer speaking.